T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are with Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu. Stefan, you announced recently that you're going to be opening up a whistleblower hotline in relation to really everything that's been happening in New York State with them issuing driver's license to illegals who apply for it. Why do you want to open up this whistleblower hotline?
I think it's important for county clerks and employees of county clerks across New York State to be able to properly notify law enforcement of an illegal alien applying for a driver's license without fear of retribution or being fired. There is a very strong fear that Andrew Cuomo will try to remove county clerks from office if they report illegal immigrants to ICE. And so I was brainstorming with federal law enforcement officials of how can we get them information without the jeopardy of a county clerk losing his or her job by being forced out of office by Andrew Cuomo. So I've met with numerous clerks, I've met with federal law enforcement, and our staff had the idea of using our whistleblower hotline in Erie County to promote the ICE phone number, to promote the online ICE hotline. And also, if clerks or clerk employees wanted to report someone to our anonymous tip line, we would then forward that information to federal authorities. We strongly believe in our office that we are the stewards of taxpayer dollars. I am the protector of taxpayers. And I feel very strongly that illegal immigrants should not get a driver's license. And I will help in any way, shape, or form making sure that federal law enforcement is notified of an illegal alien that applies for a driver's license. This is a very scary issue in New York State. Even the sponsor of this ill-advised bill had publicly said, yes, maybe they'll be able to vote now. I think that's wrong. So in my capacity as the protector of taxpayer dollars, I will ensure that county clerks, not just here in our region, but across New York State, have a mechanism where they can report illegal immigrants to ICE without the fear of being removed from office.
Is this an extension on the current whistleblower program, or is this a new one?
Oh, it is. It's an extension of what we've had, the whistleblower hotline, when it comes to anyone in Erie County to report fraud, waste, or abuse. So this is really just expanding upon the existing whistleblower hotline, which at its concept is to protect taxpayers. And I feel very strongly that this protects taxpayers, not just in Erie County, but across New York State. And it gives these clerks or clerks' employees the mechanism to report illegal immigrants that apply for a driver's license without fear of losing their job or the fear of being removed from office. I do have friends in multiple DMV offices who tell me privately that they are so-called conscientious objectors, that they would not give an illegal immigrant a driver's license. This is just another tool and mechanism, my whistleblower hotline, where they can report the information to ICE and federal law enforcement authorities without the fear of losing their jobs or being forcibly removed from office by Andrew Cuomo.
Part of your office is that you focus on the fiscal oversight here in Erie County. Can you explain how driver's license for illegals impacts fiscally Erie County?
Not just fiscally, but all taxpayers in Erie County and multiple facets of Erie County government and other elected officials. As far as the Board of Elections, they are concerned. Even the bill sponsor had said that it is possible that illegal immigrants can now register to vote in New York State. And as a taxpayer watchdog, I have to protect our county governments and our taxpayers from illegals registering to vote, and that's wrong. So that is a function of my office. From a fiscal perspective, in the clerk's office, who knows if we're going to get an influx of 10, 100, or 10,000 illegal immigrants applying for driver's licenses in New York State. We're close to many states in the Northeast, and we're close to the Canadian border. There may be a fiscal impact negatively if the clerk has to hire more clerks, more interpreters, things of that nature. So there is a direct negative potential economic impact on Erie County, and it's my job to either use the whistleblower hotline to facilitate clerks notifying law enforcement, but it's also my job as Erie County Comptroller and the taxpayer watchdog to give the clerk and Board of Elections a management tool and how to properly manage their departments pertaining to illegal immigrants having a driver's license.
So is when I look at the initial press release and I'm hearing some of your comments, is it essentially there's this idea, I guess, that this office is essentially, you know, snitch on an illegal alien that comes on through. Is that the main purpose of what you're trying to do with all of this?
No, my position has been very clear. My family came here legally. They played by the rules. I am the son of legal immigrants. I don't think it's fair that this law that's been passed puts a priority over illegal immigrants over law-abiding taxpaying citizens. I think that's fundamentally wrong. And as Erie County Comptroller, it's my job to protect taxpayers. Numerous county clerks and the employees of clerks' offices have expressed concern to me about being removed from office by Andrew Cuomo or losing their jobs because they're afraid to report directly to ICE. I'm just offering another tool, a mechanism, for county clerks across New York or their employees to report information anonymously to ICE through my whistleblower hotline or directly to me, and then I would forward that information to law enforcement. It's a very simple mechanism and a very simple tool where people can or cannot, they have the option of whether or not they use it.
I want to get your reaction to a tweet that Mark Poloncarz sent out this morning. He said that he created the whistleblower hotline as a way for citizens to report the waste, fraud, and abuse of county resources. This use of it in and itself is an abuse of county resources. Your response first to that part of it, saying that what you're doing is an abuse and really going against the purpose of what this whistleblower program was all about.
I think it's a potential abuse for an illegal immigrant to register to vote in Erie County. And I'm surprised at Mark Poloncarz's silence on whether or not he supports giving driver's license to illegal immigrants. Mark Poloncarz's silence is deafening on this issue. He has not told the public one way or another where he stands on an illegal immigrant obtaining a driver's license in New York State. So I can only assume by Mark Poloncarz's silence that he 100% supports giving illegal immigrants a driver's license. And until he says so otherwise, I'll make that assumption along with every taxpayer in New York State. Mark Poloncarz is very vocal on Twitter and social media about the Buffalo Sabres, the Paris Climate Accords, banning plastic bags, but his silence is deafening on whether or not Mark Poloncarz supports giving illegal immigrants a driver's license. So I think it's about time that the media and the public demand an answer from the county executive. Where does he stand on this issue? And I'm going to make an assumption because Mark Poloncarz has been so silent. It's a little bizarre, his silence too, that he supports giving illegal immigrants a driver's license. And as a taxpayer watchdog, I will never back down from my duty and obligation to protect law-abiding taxpaying citizens. Mark Poloncarz should also be concerned, too, with the fact that illegal immigrants will have an easier mechanism to register to vote in Erie County and across New York State. So that's exactly what I would say to the county executive. His silence is deafening, and I can only make the assumption, as so do taxpayers across the county, that Mark Poloncarz supports giving illegal immigrants a driver's license until he says otherwise.
He also says that you're bringing this up to further your own political ambition. You've made no bones about it. You're planning to run for NY27. You know, this is an example of you throwing red meat to the crowd. Your response to that?
I think Mark Poloncarz could settle this issue immediately by telling the public exactly where he stands on giving illegal immigrants a driver's license. Mark Poloncarz is very active on social media about golf, about hockey, about the Paris Climate Accords, banning plastic bags. But the one thing that Mark Poloncarz has not talked about is where he stands on giving illegal immigrants a driver's license. So I think this is just smoke and mirrors in a way for him to dodge and deflect on where he stands on the issue. I will wholeheartedly protect taxpayers at all costs. I will never back down from my job of being the taxpayer watchdog. And so this hotline that I am utilizing is just a way, a very simple mechanism and tool for county clerks and county employees to notify ICE of an illegal immigrant applying for a driver's license without the fear of either losing their job or being removed from office.
Do you think you're overstepping in your role, though? Isn't this more of a state-federal issue?
No, I am the taxpayer watchdog, and I will never, ever back down from that responsibility. This could potentially negatively impact multiple facets within county government and numerous independently elected officials within county government. Board of Elections, how are they going to handle an illegal immigrant lying on their application because they have a driver's license to register to vote?
Isn't the driver's license though only for them to drive? It's not. It's been said before that it's supposed to be a breeder document, but they say it's only going to be used for driving only.
Don't take my word for it. The sponsor of the bill told the New York Post that theoretically it will be easier for illegal immigrants to register to vote. That is coming straight from the sponsor of the bill. Don't take my word for it. That's exactly what this individual said. So what people say and what they do are two entirely different things. And that's why I firmly believe that the main sponsor of this bill, their true intent, is not about driving. It's not about the economy. It's about getting illegal immigrants an easier way to vote, period.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.